This is the story of how our canals changed and shaped our modern world. Carrying huge volumes of goods and fuel, they were stimulus to Britain's industrial revolution. But they also gave us much, much more. And their legacy lives on today, often in surprising ways. Since the Second World War, so much has happened to our canals. They're no longer places of smoke and toil, of graft and industry. They're now more likely to be places of calm and tranquility, of heritage and style. But how did all this happen? This is Birmingham, at the heart of our canal network. These days, like many of our canal towns and cities, cutting-edge architecture, carefully designed urban spaces, and thoughtful use of water make the canals inviting places. And in rural parts of the country, canals are often meandering ribbons of calm, quietly traversing the nation. In the heartland of Kilimanjaro, a newborn elephant takes its first hesitant steps. Within minutes of the birth, the mother and the other females of the herd trumpet, celebrating the new arrival. They too will take part in raising him, teaching him important survival and social skills. Treading carefully, the young elephant is learning how to follow his elders, gaining a sense of safety and belonging. He's the newest member of this herd, who may, one day, become the leader. He will enjoy all that the region has to offer, growing up surrounded by the diverse ecosystems that connect the circle of life.